Before I moved to central Pennsylvania, I lived on the shores of Lake Erie. Now, Lake Erie is different than the other five Great Lakes in that it is the smallest of the five, and it is also the most shallow. So when the wind blows and the storms come, it gets pretty messed up. Waves get high. There's white caps everywhere. It can be pretty scary if you're out of the boat. One of the things that I loved to do the most while I lived there, which was most of my life, was to go out on the lake on a boat. And for about 15 years, I was the proud owner of a sailboat. And I would often go out on the lake, sailing, often by myself. It was a pretty substantial boat, but it had been rigged, for those of you who are sailors, for single-handed. In other words, you could be just one person out there, and you could have all the controls right nearby you. But that meant was that all of the, I'll be technical here, I can be proud when I know all these terms, the sheets, you don't sleep in them, they're actually the ropes that go to the sails. The sheets are, in a single-handed boat, not tied off, but secured by clamps. Little clamps that you can just, with a lever, you can push it down and it holds it fast. And the idea behind that is so that when you need to let them go, you just flip up the lever and off they go. You don't have to worry about untying knots and try to unravel large lengths of it. Well, I went out one wonderful summer afternoon, probably like some afternoons you've had here over the last week or so. Yeah, I know, we didn't have great weather either, but it was a nice summer afternoon, and I was going to take a sail out to Port Colborne, which is on the southern end of Ontario, and it's about 12 nautical miles out from Buffalo, so it's not a bad sail. It takes a couple of hours to get there in a decent wind, but there was not much wind that day, and so in order to get the boat moving in some sort of speed so I could get there sometime during daylight and get back, I put up every ounce of sail that you had. And for those sailors among us, I had the Genoa on the front of the boat. It's the big triangular sail, but it's the biggest that you can get. And the idea is that it captures as much of the wind when there's not a whole lot of it to be had. And it moves the boat along. Well, having lived along the shores of Lake Erie, I should know better, but it was that afternoon that suddenly I was out about a half an hour and getting a little frustrated because we weren't getting very far. So I tightened up the sails and suddenly was very encouraged because there was a little bit of a breeze now. And about 5-10 minutes later, the breeze strengthened a little bit. And before you knew it, it was strengthening more than I was imagining. And pretty soon, the boat was now no longer straight, going straight on with a little bit of a tilt. Now, it was tilting over quite a bit. And in fact, when you've got the Genoa up, you have to be careful because it's really billowy. And if the boat tilts too much, if it keels too much, then you can get some water scooping up into that. And if you don't do it right, the whole thing can just plow you right under the water. So this was happening faster than I imagined. Because I looked to my north and there were dark clouds, there was a storm going. Kind of like in today's gospel lesson, the boat was being battered by the winds. Now, I had taken a lunch with me. There was a little igloo cooler. Before I knew it, we were over tipped. I keep saying we, it was only me in the boat. It was tipped over so far that I lost my lunch that way. It fell off into the lake. I had a little handheld ship-to-shore radio that I always had with me, supposed to be my lifeline. Before I knew it, it too was in the drink. And a hat that my mom had given me years before, that had blown off and was now somewhere back there. And I was getting petrified. The because this wind was coming up and the boat was heeling over so quickly. And I was definitely afraid that that general was going to scoop into that water and I was just going to go tail over teacup over, lose the boat, possibly lose myself. And I panicked. You know what you do when you panic? Pretty much, you do stupid things. Or you don't do anything at all. You're sort of frozen there. That's kind of what happened to me. And of course, the wind kept picking up, and I kept getting over further and further and further.